It really should be. And look, we should really start a campaign to actually get this happening, because there's no reason for it not to be.
Oh, we've had NRL finals here. We've had NRL normal matches. We've got another regular match next year.
Yep.
Plus the WBBL on the weekend. More this weekend coming.
There's ridiculous. So many people watching the Women's Big Bash League at Harrah Park at the moment, which is great to see.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. I mean, this is elite level women's sport, and it is, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's one of the fastest growing sporting codes in Australia at the moment.
Yep.
And Mackay gets to host these like big ticket matches. It's just extraordinary.
I think with the development of the Great Barrier Reef Arena, when that's finally finished, this is going to be a fully fledged location for these games to be played at. It's a huge thing for Mackay.
Oh, yeah. I can pretty much envisage that in, you know, the next 5 years or so, that there's going to be the sporting teams and the codes that are actually lining up to play in Mackay, because we're going to have those world-class facilities, and it's going to really put Mackay and our hosting abilities on the map. And I think there's going to be a big line of people and sporting codes wanting to get in on that field, and the NRL, they keep coming back as well. So, you know, I really think Mackay, 5, 6, maybe 10 years down the line, is going to be that in-demand location.
Well, not only that, I mean, during the winter months, everybody wants to play in the warm. So that's one thing. But also, we've also got the Brisbane Olympics coming up too. So, you know, we've got that chance there too.
I reckon that's what that stadium is being pushed forward for as well, by the way. Because you know how they're trying to get some of those outlying regional areas to be involved in the Olympics? I reckon that's why. That's why.
Look, I would love to shoot for that. I think Mackay's potential is about, you know, hosting the training teams and the athletes and that kind of thing. So, but I think it'd be absolutely amazing to have the Olympics in Mackay. I really do. And I think I saw something on the weekend that the gold from Bowen, from Ravenswood, which is just west of Bowen, you know, that's going to be used for the 2032 Olympic gold medals.
Yeah,
so, you know, that's awesome.
We breed them well here. And I just saw on the weekend, actually, Anna Mears, who lived in Middlemount, was training here in Mackay. She's just been awarded into the Sports Hall of Fame as well. So we breed our sports stars big here in Mackay with Sundays. Yeah. So.
I think it was, I saw the term, the nursery. So Mackay is a fantastic nursery for sports. So, yeah, I couldn't agree more.
They say Melbourne is the sporting mecca of Australia.
Please.
Bah! Please.
The only thing we've got in common is the same letter. You can read all about it. It's on the website, dailymercury.com.au, being a Monday. Always great to catch up with you, Tara. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, fellas.
There you go. That's Tara Miko, the deputy editor of the Daily Mercury. And check it out this morning. 20 degrees into Cowie and Bon Jovi right now. Triple M.